fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore here, our second hour. This is Firearms Monday on Monday, the 7th day of November. The perfect tip today is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. If you don't have a team, I would highly suggest you become part of a team of men and women that you've known for years and you can absolutely trust with your life. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class firearms training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. You want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, perhaps be part of a group purchase of thermal imaging. Just give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. We already have a question that came in by email. This gentleman was unable to call in person. And this is from Mike in South Carolina. And he says, Sam, please describe how you would polish the trigger group using sandpaper or polishing compound. Number one question. Number two, if I use my competition gun for self-defense, can I go to jail for modifying the internals of the weapon to make it easier to shoot? It's from Mike in South Carolina. Go ahead, Sam.
So when we polish trigger components, we don't polish the whole part. We just polish the parts that are subject to friction. So on an AR-15, that would be the ends that the trigger pin goes through, the very ends that may rub against the receiver. And that would be the bottom of the disconnector hook underneath where it touches the spur on the back of the hammer. And that would be the spur on the back of the hammer we also polish. And then the sear surface down at the bottom of the hammer. It's a very small area. And then the radius around the bottom of the hammer that pushes on the trigger itself when it recocks or releases. And then we have the sear surface on the front of the trigger facing forward closest to the muzzle that is the sear surface that the hammer sear surface overlaps with. We polish that. So I think that covers the polishing of the trigger. Now, how do we polish it? What I use is something called Mother's Polish. You can buy it at any hardware or auto store. Called Mother's Aluminum Polish. It works just fine on very hard trigger surfaces, and it gives them a mirror finish. And I use a die grinder, or you can use a Dremel tool with a 1/8 inch shank and a polishing drum, and I put a tiny bit of Mother's Polish on the drum and a tiny bit on the surface that I'm polishing. And then I run that thing at 5 to 10,000 RPM and just spend 5 to 10 seconds per surface, and it should look like a mirror.
Question, would that work on plastic as well, the Mother's Aluminum Polish?
I don't think so. I think you're going to need a plastic polish to
plastic
do that.
Plastic polish, gotcha. Okay, his second quarter of his question. He's concerned about doing something that's illegal when he's doing this polishing process.
No, it's not illegal to make your gun less subject to fouling or easier to fire. There's no liability there. Okay, any good attorney can shoot down any attempt. There's been a lot of myths in this country about, oh, well, if you shoot someone with hand loads, you'll be subject to more jeopardy in court. Guys, that has nothing to do with a defensive situation. If someone attacks you and you have means, opportunity, and intent, the person that attacks you expresses those three things in the same moment in time, then you are morally justified in using lethal force to defend yourself. So let's talk about that. Let's say a little four-year-old at a family outing comes up to Sam, that would be me, and punches me in the kneecap and says, "I'm going to kill you." Okay. Has he expressed intent? Yeah, he's verbally said out loud where everyone can hear, "I'm going to kill you." He has expressed intent to kill me. Okay. Now, does he have opportunity to kill me? Yeah, he does. He's close enough to me to punch my kneecap, so he has opportunity. But does he have the means? And if all he's got in his hands is his tiny little four-year-old fist, he does not have the means to hurt me. Okay? So we have two of the three elements that I would need to use lethal force against him, but of course I would not, because he's not a threat. He doesn't have the means to hurt me. Now, let's talk about a different scenario. Someone approaches you on the street and says, "I'm going to kill you." Okay, they've expressed intent with their statement. Their fist is balled up. So their intent is clear, right? But they're in a bus of crowded people strapped in to the seat with a seatbelt. Okay, do they have opportunity? Well, they would if they had a gun, but they don't have a gun. So they don't have opportunity. They're still stuck in the bus, and all they have are their fists. Okay, so does he have the means to hurt me? Yeah, if he's a big guy and he balls his fist up and shakes it out the window and says, "I'm going to kill you," yeah, he has the means to kill me. Does he have the intent to kill me? Absolutely, he expressed it. Does he have the opportunity? No. He's in a bus driving by at 5 miles an hour. If he doesn't have a weapon and can't do a drive-by, he doesn't have opportunity if all he has is his fist. Now, let's go with a third situation. Let's say a guy calls you on the phone, says, "I'm going to kill you." Okay, he's expressed intent with his statement, right? Yeah, he says, "I have a gun, and I'm going to kill you." He's expressed intent. He's told me he has the means to kill me, but he lives in Florida. I live in Missouri. He has no opportunity, right? Okay, now let's say John Moore's standing next to you at a function, and he's got a gun on him, and he's standing right next to you, he has the means to kill you. He has an opportunity to kill you. But John would never express intent to kill you. And so this is the thing that people must understand about use of lethal force. You must have means, opportunity, and intent all at the same time. Now, I'll give you one more situation, the most complex of all, and this is where people sometimes make big mistakes and ruin their life. Someone comes up to you with a knife and says, "Give me your wallet or I'll kill you." Okay, they have means, opportunity, intent. They're facing you. The knife is pointed at your gut. They've expressed the intent. They're right there. They have the means. They've got the knife. They've got the opportunity. Everything's there in the moment. And you freeze. You don't know what to do. Should I reach for my wallet? Should I reach for my gun? What should I do? And the guy hears a siren in the distance, and he turns around and runs away. Now, after he's turned around and he's running away, can you pull your gun and shoot him in the back? The answer is no. In most states, you cannot do this. Why? Because the opportunity is gone. Okay? He no longer has the intent. By turning and running away and disengaging, you no longer have means, opportunity, intent all at the same moment in time. So you are not justified. You are not justified in pulling your weapon and shooting that person in the back. Now, do we have exceptions to this in some states? If you are a police officer and someone has committed a felony and they have a weapon or they are a danger, and that officer believes that they will be an ongoing danger to society, can a police officer shoot that man in the back while he's fleeing? In many states, the law says yes. But as an individual, as a citizen, I would highly recommend that you not do that.
Those are some excellent scenarios, and I agree with them. I want to reemphasize something that people may not have recognized from those scenarios. And that's the fact, and it is a demonstrable fact, and I've investigated homicides where the murder weapon was simply a clenched fist. That's all. Yep. A healthy adult male with a clenched fist can, in fact, kill you with one punch. Yep. And I've personally investigated murder cases where that is, in fact, what happened. So, ladies and gentlemen, a clenched fist is a weapon that can cause death with one punch. And people need to keep that in mind when it comes to self-defense. The person does not have to have any other weapon other than a clenched fist. It doesn't have to be a broken beer bottle or a knife or a gun or a baseball bat. All that's necessary is a clenched fist to cause you to be enabled under state statutes in all 50 states to defend yourself with deadly force, because that clenched fist is in and of itself a deadly weapon, isn't it, Sam?
It absolutely is. And to verify what John's saying, all you have to do is go on YouTube and type in knockout game. And you will see thugs walking the streets of our cities, approaching older white people and punching them in the back of the head or the jaw or the side of the head. And many of these people were not only knocked out, but their head hit the pavement as they collapsed and they died.
That's right.
One punch.
That's right. Absolutely. So be aware of your surroundings. Don't let people get behind you, right?
Don't let people get behind you, and keep strangers at more than 21 feet away from you.
If I can paraphrase, I recall a statement by Jesse Jackson that if he's walking down the street alone at night and he heard footsteps behind him, he was relieved to see it was a white man.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jesse Jackson. I'm not going to comment on that. I don't like to talk about skin color, but.
Well, that was Jesse Jackson, and yep. I think I got pretty close to his actual statement. Sam, we got an election tomorrow, don't we, sir?
Ha, 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 ha. We have the opportunity of a lifetime to turn this country around. The House Judiciary Committee just released a 1,000-page report on FBI misconduct and corruption. Now, I've been telling people for 20 years the FBI and the Department of Justice are corrupt as the day is long. Corruption, crime after crime after crime after crime. The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, is so flipping corrupt that the average American citizen can't even comprehend how corrupt they are. Well, everyone has told me, including the fathers of the people I coached in baseball, the fathers and mothers of the kids that I coached in fast pitch softball, have been telling me for 20 years that I'm crazy. Well, folks, apparently there's a lot of Republicans that are crazy too, because they just released a 1,000-page report depicting the FBI misconduct and corruption. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to reading that, aren't you?
Oh, I'm pretty familiar with a lot of the FBI's garbage, but let me just give you some highlights. The FBI leadership is abusing its law enforcement authority for political reasons. The FBI artificially inflated and manipulated domestic violence extremism statistics for political purposes. The FBI has been downplaying and hiding the serious allegations of wrongdoing against Hunter Biden. The Justice Department and the FBI were using counterterrorism resources to target innocent parents resisting far-left educational curriculum. The FBI is abusing its foreign surveillance authorities. The FBI is abusing its domestic surveillance authorities. The Department of Justice and the FBI have been conducting an unprecedented raid on a former president's home. The FBI was stalking Republican congressmen on family vacations. They illegally seized his personal cell phone for political purposes. The Justice Department and the FBI continue to allow attacks on pro-life facilities and churches, continue to allow these attacks while pushing an anti-life political agenda. The FBI has been conducting intelligence assessments of conservative charities under the guise of investigating unrelated crimes. The FBI has been purging employees who refuse to align themselves with the leadership's political ideology. The FBI has colluded with big tech to censor free speech in the United States of America. I mean, need I go on? I mean, let's just keep going, right? The FBI murdered Vicky Weaver. The FBI murdered 73 women and children at Waco. The FBI put together an illegal entrapment plant involving the governor of Michigan. I mean, I could go on till next Friday about the illegal activities of the FBI. So it's time to end these clowns. They need to be defunded. They need to be arrested. They need to be in jail right where they belong.
Well, well said. That was a good summary of the absolutely corrupt nature of the FBI.
John, you know where they screwed up? You know what's going to be their downfall?
What's that?
When they started purging conservative Christian FBI agents. Because now we don't call them conservative Christian former FBI agents. We call them whistleblowers.
Uh-huh. That's right. Very true. Very true. Yeah, and men and women who they've graduated from the FBI Academy at Quantico. They got their credentials. They were looking forward to a great career with the FBI, and they were so disappointed, so very disappointed. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Veterans Day sale on Energy Clinic begins immediately. $25 off Energy Clinic, 25% off mattress pads. Goes until midnight a week from today with a bonus. Everybody who places an order gets a copy of my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government's Telling You, which was the basis for my receiving the 2017 Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic. When you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the difference manually at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the website for Freedom Train USA is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. An excellent video there that will instruct you on how to properly clean your rifle, which, unless you watch this, you really don't know how to do that. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, become part of a group purchase of thermal imaging. That phone number is 417-718-2597. What training is left this year that people can participate in, Sam?
John, we have one basic tactical class left. That's 4 days, 2 days of intense training with a handgun, followed up by 2 days of intense training with a rifle. We just finished a 12-person class with the Hagman Group yesterday evening, and it was one of the best classes we've had in a long time. We had four men in the five-second range on their proficiency evaluations, and we had three more in the six-second range. So more than half the class was under 7 seconds on an El Presidente in their first 4 days of training. It was absolutely outstanding. And we had a very wide group of personalities, people from all areas of the country, Texas, Eastern Pennsylvania, Oregon, Washington. I mean, they came from all over. The Hagman listeners did. It was a great class. We've got one more basic tactical class. And I'll bet you there's 100 people listening right now that when this country comes unglued in the next few months, they're going to wish they'd been in that December class. So if you have any inclination to get training, and I really hope you do, give me a call on Wednesday. Let's get you in this class so that you know exactly what you're doing. One of the gentlemen, David, that came to the class this last weekend said something really interesting to me after the class. And we asked the students, what would you change to make the class better? And what did you think was the most valuable thing that you'll take away from this training? And the father of the two sons that were in the class said to me, I had bought a lot of equipment. A lot of guns, a lot of different type of guns, a lot of different ammunition. And I thought, falsely, that I would be able to defend myself with this equipment. And now that I've taken this course, I realize that I would have had no chance. I would have been killed in any type of defensive situation. Now that I've had this class, I realize that I needed this knowledge to be able to successfully defend myself. And that is our goal. When you come and train at the Freedom Center, my instructors have one overriding mission, and that is, in the limited amount of time we have you, in that short 4-day period, our goal is to make you as hard to kill as possible, to enhance your chances of surviving an attack as much as is humanly possible in 4 days. And we do that. We do that every class. It's not like training anywhere else in the world. And I would highly recommend that if you haven't had training from a Tier 1 asset, SEAL Team 6 guy or SEAL Team 5 guy, a CAG operator, a Secret Service agent that's highly skilled, if you haven't had training from that level of resource, I would highly recommend you move heaven and earth and get your butt to training.
Well said, Sam. We got a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Put it right in your browser. Don't use a search engine. You'll end up 20 places you don't want to be. My Veterans Day sale begins immediately. Veterans Day sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads with a special bonus, a copy of my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, for each order, whether it's a mattress pad or an energy cleaner, doesn't matter. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the difference manually. If you call my order line, they won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just go ahead and place your order. I'll take care of it. The order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. You can place your order at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, of course. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website's freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, are you ready for our first caller, sir?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it. That will be Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Sam and John. Sam, I got a couple of questions for you. So I finally, after like 6 years of striving with our church leadership, finally got me and one other guy have got a security team, at least at the church, for all services and at doors and stuff like that, entryways and patrol areas and things like that. And the things that we have practiced are, you know, other than medical and fire and AEDs and all of that stuff, is you know, active somewhat, we think, or what we have been, you know, finding out from a SWAT officer, what an active shooter would possibly look like, and the points of entrance and egress and that kind of thing. And the things that we have practiced so far has been acquiring a very small target at 7 yards, as in the size of a playing card, and shooting kneeling from behind cover, as in the pew, you know, in case that were to happen. The thing that we're trying to get the leadership to talk about is people getting down and, you know, getting to the floor and getting out of the way in case there's, you know, some kind of an active shooter problem. My question to you, excuse me, my question to you, other than shooting from behind cover and acquiring a small target at that distance, and, you know, multiple shots, obviously, if necessary, and or, you know, magazine reloading, the kind of a basic thing, is there something else that a guy could look at for training that would be really important in those kind of situations? We can't, I just don't have the financial. Go ahead.
Okay, let me talk about, I've consulted with many churches on security and also some large corporations. And there's some very common mistakes are made. The two most common are the fact that there's no perimeter, significant perimeter parking lot observation. Okay, you have got to extend. So the church, a typical church, you have a pulpit, you have pews or theater seats, depending on if it's a mega church or a small country church. You have this big room relative to everything else that's in the building. And that big room is where the sermon is given and people sit. So you can call that the auditorium or the main room of the church or whatever. The problem is we don't have observation in the parking lot. And the last thing that we want is a shootout in the main area where all the population is. That's the worst-case scenario, okay? We want to catch the active shooter getting out of his vehicle. We want to catch him on the perimeter when he's not in the inner sanctum.
Right.
Okay? If we're going to stop him, we want to stop him in the parking lot right next to his vehicle. And the only way you do that is to have trained observers up high, maybe on the roof, maybe on the second story of the church, you know, maybe a drone flying above the parking lot so that you can see down. You don't have cars blocking your view. But you've got to get above the parking lot and watch everybody get out of their vehicles. Because people that get out of vehicles with weapons don't look like people that get out of vehicles with their Bible in their hand. Not the same. Okay,
correct.
So we need trained observers on the outer perimeter to stop a threat early before it gets inside the church. That's the biggest mistake most churches make.
I agree with you. And we have let me give you a little of an idea of what we've got. The parking lot is approximately 80 feet by 120 feet maybe. And easily seen from the sidewalk, and we have two or three patrols that go through that area before, during, and a little after church service.
Well, I'm not talking about patrols on the ground. You can't see anything from the ground in a parking lot. Okay? I'm talking about getting some elevation somehow, some way, either with a drone or being on the second story of a building where you can see down on top of the cars. That's the only way you're going to observe people getting out of those vehicles and be able to identify a potential threat. Okay, so there's one suggestion. The next suggestion, common mistake of church security teams, is they train with firearms. Okay, and just like the Texas church shooting, a gun was not the answer. Okay, the answer was to tackle the guy when he reached in his coat to pull out the shotgun. And so when you have a hammer in your hand, everything starts to look like the head of a nail. Okay, every problem looks like something you can solve with that hammer in your hand. Okay,
right.
That's not a good human trait, by the way. Okay, and if Secret Service had been in that Texas church, if you had had three Secret Service agents, there would have been a guy right behind that dude when he sat in the pews, and he wouldn't have been sitting on his ass, he would have been standing. And when that guy got up to turn and go and talk with the guy holding the offering plate, that guy would have been standing right next to him. And when he reached in his jacket, he would have taken that guy to the ground, and no shots would have been fired. See, this is the difference between amateur security and professional security. The amateur security at that church had been trained, had been handpicked and trained by a former federal agent who was now a firearms instructor at the local deputy sheriff's department. And he took his team to the range and he taught them how to shoot. Well, guess what? The gun is not the answer. Now, I build guns and I train people with guns every single day. I answer questions, I hold classes, I bring people into my machine shop and show them how their gun works. I mean, I'm all about guns. But the truth is, the gun is not always the answer. It is the answer sometimes, but not all of the time. And so learning how to go hands-on with a threat, learning to identify potential threats and not be in no man's land, okay? So if you're behind cover, you're in a good spot. If you're close enough to the guy where you can go hands-on with him, you're in a good spot. If you're anywhere in between those two preferable spots, you are in what we call no man's land. And your security team needs to learn how to control the distance with potential threats. Preferably, that potential threat never makes it inside. But if he does,
right,
you've either got to be on top of him, or you can take him to the ground, control his arms, tie him up, or you've got to be behind cover where you can put a bullet through him. Does that make sense?
We've actually discussed that at length. Because, now, like you said, the gun is the last resort that, you know, of options. And and because it's so final, you know, we tried to, and all of these guys are either ex-military that are in the security team, ex-police, one guy's ex-CIA.
That's your disadvantage, actually, okay, to have ex-military and ex-police. That's not necessarily an advantage, depending on their MOS, right?
Right.
So,
yeah.
So because ex-military and ex-police builds current arrogance. Okay, and if you want to train your security team, you need to start. You need to start with judo, so that your members learn balance and how to take people off balance. Then you want to go to boxing, so that your security team learns how to slip punches. But most importantly, the last thing you want to train on is something called Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And this is where you learn to control the distance and you learn to control someone without killing them or hurting them. But see, there are different elements to fighting. There's fighting on your feet, There's fighting from a distance where kicks can be effective. There's closing that distance where the hands can be effective. And then there's closing that distance even more where you can control someone without hurting them and without them hurting you. And jiu-jitsu is where you learn that last element, how to control the distance and how to deal with someone hand-to-hand up close. So yep. There is a process to learning how to do security. And you need certain elements from different disciplines of martial arts. And, of course, you need the firearm skill. Now, the last common mistake that most security teams make is they spread their armed men out throughout the church. And when something actually goes down inside the church, they're now in a crossfire situation. You need to solve that problem. You need to look at your layout and solve that problem. Do not spread people out, put two guys in each quarter of the inner sanctum, right? Because now you have this chaotic crossfire situation if anything goes bad.
Right, exactly.
I think you understand what I'm saying without me giving you the details, right?
Yep, I know exactly what you're saying. Yep.
Okay.
So the question, I guess, is if you were going to do any training as far as shooting is concerned, other than shooting from behind cover and being able to acquire small targets quickly, in doing that, what else would you add?
Okay, so here's the problem with security. And the Secret Service knows this, but the average person doesn't know this. Handguns are crappy tools for security. Putting people in the pews, in the congregation with handguns, is a very, very, very weak security option. Putting a guy in a choir loft, where he's in a high position, where he has high ground, with an AR-15 and a red dot, is a much more effective security situation. Even if that guy stays hidden until there's a problem. Okay, so
right.
You have to understand that handguns are marginal at best. But a guy with a rifle and a red dot sight in an elevated position can be much, much, much more effective in dealing with any type of a threat in the church. And see, I'm at a disadvantage on the radio. I don't know what your church building looks like.
Right, I know
I don't
you
know don't. If you have a choir
that's why I'm trying to. That's why I was trying to be general.
If you texted me some pictures of the inside of your church from different angles, I could make a lot more intelligent suggestions on what to do and how to place people.
Okay. Is the phone number that John gives out for you, is that your cell phone?
Well, that phone number will call forward to whatever I'm doing. So.
Okay.
And you can also text information to that phone number. Now, having said that, nobody, and I mean nobody, texts me news stories.
Yeah.
Do not text me unless you've called me and I've asked you for a text. Because if you do that, I'll block your number.
Yep. Well, you know me in the sense that I've...
Okay.
Yeah, I've called you and you know I don't send you stuff.
Yeah, do not send me stuff on the phone. I will block your number. I have my intelligence sources. I don't need your help. And I appreciate the sentiment, but I don't need your help. So don't text me things unless I ask you for them.
Right. Okay. Well, that answers a lot of what I needed. I'll try to see if I can get some pictures and maybe send them to you and see if you got any more information here. Should be toward the end of the week.
Yeah, send me something towards the end of the week, and we'll have a phone conversation, a private conversation about it. I don't like talking about specific security details on the radio.
Sure.
You know, in public, because when I tell people how to set things up, I can't in public. I can't verify that there isn't some evil element listening to what we're saying that's going to use that information to hurt your people. So.
Right. I got it. Yep. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it, Sam, as always.
Okay, Carl. Thank you for the call. Our next caller is Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you taking my call. Sam and John, are you familiar with something that's taking place tomorrow? It's called Missouri Amendment 1, State Treasurer Investment Authority Amendment. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, I'm interested in the courts, and court cases, almost all of them across the country, both small cases and larger, like the one Sam is in, are bonded with what's called a bid bond, a performance bond, and a payment bond. And you can confirm this by going online to the General Services Administration, the GSA, forms 273 and 274. This amendment, part of what this amendment is doing, is seeking to allow the state treasurer to invest in those bonded court cases, which is going to exponentially increase both the amount and the severity of the court cases and the frivolity, the frivolousness of the cases that are brought in. Do I hear music?
Yeah, hold on. Hold on to the break here, Eric. Break.
Sure.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Fix bayonets.
Lady Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Ah!
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Firearms Money with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website's freedomtrain.net. Let's continue with your comments here, Eric.
Thank you. For the listeners who aren't quite sure what we're talking about, this is critical, especially for the Missouri people. What they're seeking to do with this amendment, and this just sets precedent nationwide, they're seeking to allow, A, the treasurer of the state to invest in high-risk municipal securities and bonds, i.e. what I just mentioned as far as the court bonds, and they're also seeking to allow the state legislature to override the Constitution and allow, quote, other reasonable and prudent financial instruments to be invested in. So that ought to give people great cause for concern, because other reasonable and prudent financial instruments could be anything. China, Goldman Sachs, it's, you know, all the things that we know and love so much. So, very disturbingly, the vote on the Missouri State Legislature floor was 156-1. There was one lone dissenting man, I think his name was Andrew McDaniel, and he obviously knew what was going on. But whenever the Republicans unite with the Democrats to do something that's going to, quote, override the Constitution, and that's, it says that in the text, it's to, and there was actually a lawsuit over this between Missouri officials. Override is too prejudicial. Well, the court said, no, it's not. It's accurate. The state legislature is seeking to override the Missouri state constitution, particularly Article 4, Section 15, I think it is. I'm not, I have that right in front of me. But this is a very dangerous precedent being set for the state legislature to override. And, you know, the state treasurer is already allowed to invest in bankers' acceptances, reissuances, and short-term unsecured corporate debt. So the risk, there's enough risk being taken already with the $3.6 billion that Missouri has invested out there in the open market. So I think this is extremely dangerous. It's going to give the, it's going to provide incentive for the courts to drag more cases in, and not only the amount of cases brought into the court, but the duration of those cases to stretch on and on and on, because now the state is investing basically in itself. And it says right here, this measure will have no impact on taxes. So they're not going to get this money to provide a tax reduction or rebate to the people of Missouri. They're basically taking your tax money and investing it in themselves. And so, you know, this ought to give people great concern, and they're going to want to vote no on this amendment, because they're allowing their constitution to be manipulated, overridden by the state legislature. And anytime you get 150, yeah. So any comments on that? And I had one more thing to add.
We'll get a response from Sam after the break. Thanks for your call, Eric. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.